"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
All right, day after tomorrow, we'll welcome back with open arms the Moist Line people. It's a short week.
Well, you got to open your arms.
Which means people aren't paying attention and haven't really been hyped up to say anything. So here's a reminder that if you do want to leave a message, you can do it through the iHeartRadio app, the TalkBack feature, which is a little microphone, or you can call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST.
Why don't we, as a thought starter for the Moist Line applicants, why don't you just read those water restriction suggestions again? The new water restriction
laws. Now you have everybody
laws.
Leaving us messages with the water restrictions.
Well, we got to have something.
Why don't you call and tell us how short your showers are now?
Yeah.
And more water-saving tips.
And are you watering your lawn on the days that match the even and odd-numbered connection between the date and the address, right?
That's right. That's right. I think odd numbers are a couple of days a week and even numbers are the other days.
Right, yeah.
Then it can only water between certain hours of the day.
Right.
I've taken all my plants and trees into the shower with me now.
Oh.
So they catch the extra water.
And
are you laughing, vegan?
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
That's
take
right.
a picture.
He has a layer of sod at the bottom of his shower.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of plants hanging out in there now. It's like,
The LA Times has spent an extraordinary amount of space pushing the idea that you have a watering can in your shower.
Yes, because it catches the extra water and then you can use it for your plants.
Yeah, right.
I've saved that step by just bringing the plants in there. Takes a while to round them up.
And then you got to carry them back out.
But really, you should have succulents.
I have a lot of succulents.
Succulents.
You do have a lot of succulents.
Yes.
Do?
First of all, I love succulents. And I, so yes, I do. So it's perfect.
I heard some guy on the news say today, you can train your grass. I was like, what does that mean? Well, you give it less water, and after 3 days, it adjusts because it wants to live.
No, it goes brown.
That's what most people were saying.
That's what happens.
Every lawns have gone brown.
On our lawn, every summer in August, we can't water it enough. It just goes brown. You have to flood the thing.
We'll have more
By the way, I've never heard anyone say, I love succulents.
Did she say that?
That's what she said.
I did.
Yeah. She did
I love
say
succulents.
And she meant it. Yeah.
They're beautiful. You know what? I don't have a green thumb, so they're easy to deal with. So that's why I have them.
You kill a lot of plants?
Well, I don't intentionally, but...
They just die.
I just don't... Okay, let me ask you. Are you Mr. Green Thumb?
I don't really try. No, I don't.
I don't think he has anything to do with them. If there's any plants in the Cobalt home, I don't think he has anything to do with them.
I did one year plant a flower garden that I was very proud of.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was all
what
really
happened?
Nothing. It ran its course and
just
one season. Yeah, little delicate flowers. They all bloomed for.
You were out there in your shorts watering it.
Yeah, I was digging. I was tilling the land.
They're annuals. You need to get perennials.
Little gardening gloves and your.
Yes, I just got into it for one day out of my life. It was
the
fun.
Paths to kneel down and weed.
Did you have a hat?
Oh, did
I
have a hat?
Have a gardening hat.
I
don't know.
The hat and the gardening.
Probably
gloves.
I had a baseball cap on, but.
Oh no! You have to have the big, wide-brimmed hat.
I don't think there are any photos of my garden.
We'll tell you next hour what San Diego has done. Now they have the most expensive water in the country, but they have plenty of it. We'll talk about it in the 5 o'clock hour. Today is the day where the LA County Sheriff's Department has decided it's time to take the metro system—that's the buses and subways—and remove the aspect of it that is a homeless shelter. That's apparently what's been going on to the tune of 5,700 people.
That's the whole system. The whole system is a rolling homeless shelter.
That's what Villanueva called it, and it cannot be a shelter. So he says homeless riders, who are simply going from point A to point B will not be bothered. So how do they do that, I wonder? They have to stay on the train for a while and see if the vagrant is not getting off?
Oh, you can tell if it's a vagrant.
But that's not what he's saying.
Follow the odor.
Vagrants are allowed to go from point A to point B.
You have to get off. You get one ride. You get one ride on that stretch, wherever.
You mean the whole?
Well, yeah, whatever. I mean, you take like the blue line, right? Starts at one point, ends at the other. When you come to the end,
so,
if you haven't come off,
you'd have to stay there and watch them to see that they didn't get off, and then say, "All right, you."
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, you could clear out the whole car at the end. I remember taking trains, and if you get to the last stop, they order everybody off the train.
They do, yes.
In most places. So if you take the line to its end, at the end, whether there's one guy or 20 guys, it's like, sorry, you're all off. Out of here.
Maybe that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Of course, in the way Villanueva puts it, well, some riders have to step over dead bodies or people injecting themselves. My other favorite line is, nobody wants to be set on fire when they're on a bus or a subway. Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty good bet.
That is true.
That's a pretty safe bet.
I saw a Gallup survey.
Yes,
0% wanted to be set on fire.
It says here he did not clarify how his deputies would identify would-be troublemakers. And, of course, he pointed to the crime statistics. It has been horrific. And, of course, you know the video that Steve Gregory from KFI News got a hold of, that two-minute roundup of violent incidents on the metro.
The activists are very, very hardcore, and they're going to constantly keep challenging
Well, you know what their response to that video was? Well, not all those people on there are homeless, which is probably true. A lot of them, I think, were gang members. That's what it looked like to me.
Some other unpleasant category
but
of
we
humans.
Did have the homeless woman set the man on fire a few weeks ago, so there's
look,
that.
I keep saying this. I'm fed up with everything they have to say. I don't care what they have to say. I trust Villanueva. You give him a certain amount of time, you won't have any undesirables on the trains or buses anymore. Now, that I know.
The Metro Board apparently is not going to get in his way from doing this. Again, the LA County Sheriff's Department does not patrol the entire metro system. Some of it's LAPD and Long Beach Police.
I don't think people realize what Villanueva pulled off here. The Metro Board was going to cut ties with Villanueva. The Metro Board is basically the L.A. City Council and the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. That's most of the board. Okay? It's the same people he's been feuding with for years. They've been trying to find ways to get rid of him as sheriff, but they can't. And now much of the public supports him. He's got a lot of fans. There's a lot of people rooting for Villanueva because they see that he accomplishes things and makes life better. And so he called their bluff, and he says, okay, contract's up July 1st, fine. If I don't get full control over the metro system, we're all going. The whole sheriff's department. You figure it out.
Well, they haven't decided this yet, though.
Well, they got a one-year extension.
Oh, they did get a one-year extension?
Yeah. Villanueva said they got a one-year extension.
I was thinking maybe they're going to wait and see what happens on June 7th with the voting for L.A. County Sheriff before they decide.
They kicked the can down the road because he cornered them. He cornered them, and what were they going to do? That video, the montage that Steve released, is out there, and we're going to eventually get the video of that guy being set on fire. That's going to come soon, from what I hear. Right. So they can't argue against those videos.
So, by the way, the deputies that he's using are, I like this, they're coming from the department's Transit Services Bureau. And they will be available for outreach. They'll include members of the mental health outreach team and canine deputies. That's who he's sending on the metro trains and buses to try to work with the homeless.
They'll bring some of the canines.
What the board wanted to do was deal. They had a few ambassadors who go out there with the little vest on.
You know what? The ambassador.
Outreach ambassador.
You know, that whole concept has to be banned. Ambassadors are horse crap. They don't work. It's
well,
a nonsense
idea. One place
idea.
Where they did work.
Where?
Beverly Hills. The ambassadors in Beverly Hills they gently move you on. That's why you like to say there's no homeless really in Beverly Hills, because that's the approach
but
they take.
You that can't work inside a
subway?
In a subway, no.
No, eventually you can't have the gentle approach.
No.
This comment from Newsom always haunts me. You can. All you have to do is talk to the homeless about services. You may have to do it once, twice, 6, 10, 50, 100 times, but eventually you'll get through. No.
Why is that,
we're not doing that anymore.
Why is that the standard? Why is the standard you have to ask somebody 100 times to follow the law? Can you imagine that concept anywhere else? 100 times you ask somebody to do what they're legally supposed to do. Because it's illegal to spend the day riding up and down a metro train. So you have to ask them pretty please with sugar on top 100 times? Why do they have the power? No. The police are supposed to come and say, I'm ordering you out now. And if you don't like it, I'll handcuff you and take you to jail. So that's what a cop ought to do. That's what we pay them to do. That's what I want them to do. You ask nicely once, twice, in the moment. And if you have to ask a third time, then yeah, get the cuffs and put them in jail for a couple of hours.
All right, we got more coming up.
Jesus, that works. John and Ken KFI.
Shootings. There's been one person injured. A shooting in front of Grant High School in Van Nuys just after 3 o'clock. Whoever it was shot in the leg, being treated. Looks like the person who did it drove off in a green Honda Accord. That story's so new, there's not a lot there. And the other shooting story making news, multiple people have been shot. Some killed at a medical building in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on a hospital campus. This happened just before 6 p.m. Tulsa time. And they say the shooter in that incident is dead. Back to shooters. We go all the way back to 1981. Guess who is a completely free man today? No restrictions on whatever he wants to do with his life.
Hinckley?
John Hinckley.
Really?
That's correct. Oh. He had been free for a while, but they were checking on him. They were looking at his emails.
The guy who shot Ronald Reagan.
Yes, and remember James Brady, who eventually died.
Yeah. I mean,
James Brady suffered a severe injury in that shooting. He lived for quite a few years, but it shortened his life.
He shot him in the head, so he became, you know, semi-vegetable.
Yes.
Oh, my God. He actually is completely... without restrictions now.
On June 15th, he is free from all remaining restrictions as long as he continues to do well living in the community in Virginia that he's been in for several years.
They should have executed him.
They
No, they should have.
He's been scrutinized. He's passed every test. He's
care.
No longer a danger to himself or others.
He nearly killed the president, and he severely, permanently hurt James Brady. There's no excuse for him having any freedom and any pleasure and enjoyment. Oh, God, what a stupid country.
He's shown no signs of active mental illness since the mid-80s.
Yeah, he got off on the mental on the insanity thing, didn't
he? Yes, he was found not guilty by reason of insanity in shooting Reagan.
Well, he was guilty because he did the shooting. So he wasn't not guilty, he was guilty. It's a whole bogus dodge that they have.
He's been living in Virginia since 2016, but they were checking on his electronic devices, his email, his online accounts. He was barred from traveling to places where he knows there'll be someone protected by the Secret Service. He had to give notice. All of these were the restrictions he's been living under.
He doesn't have to give anybody notice now when he goes around?
Not after June 15th. He's the same as you. Right?
This was the crackpot trying to impress Jodie Foster.
That apparently was his motive, yes. He was obsessed. He apparently is an entertainer. You didn't know this? He has a YouTube channel.
He sings, doesn't he? Plays
he
music.
Does. He sings and plays guitar.
Yeah, I'd love to go to a concert.
His lawyer says he's got real talent. In July, he's going to give a concert in Brooklyn, New York.
Stop it. Please stop it.
But appearances in Connecticut and Chicago were canceled. You want to hear the name? The John Hinckley Redemption Tour.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's really the name of the tour?
It is, yeah. Oh, he wants to tell the world he's sorry. And he's a different man.
Is everything?
You said people can't change.
Oh, they don't. He's not psycho still? That kind of mental illness doesn't go away.
They're saying he's completely cured.
No, he's not.
He
must be on heavy medication. No, he's not completely cured. There's no such thing. There is no such thing as being cured from that kind of mental
illness.
Doesn't
say he's on medication.
Well, he's got to be.
He's been going to therapy sessions.
No. You know, the whole world is propaganda and horse crap. No. He's still severely mentally ill. He must be on tremendous medication. So who's going to monitor it now?
When he got out in 2016, his father died, but he went to live with his mother. She died in 2021. He's moved out of her home. He's making money by selling items at an antique mall and selling books online. Books that he wrote or just other books?
He's probably like a book dealer.
His first release will be a 14-song CD of his music.
Yeah. That'll be fun to crank up in the house, huh? Have that on the sound system when people come over for a barbecue. Hey, what's that? Oh, that's John Hinckley's new album.
Well, probably anybody under the age of 40 wouldn't even know who he was.
No, they wouldn't.
He may be a big artist.
But he's still a psychotic would-be murderer.
He's 67.
You know what? Every person that buys his album or attends his concert. Why don't you go online?
Watches his YouTube channel.
Watch a video of James Brady, and just absolutely break your heart. What he did to that man.
Oh, I remember Brady lying there. Brady died in 2014. Was partially paralyzed as a result of the shooting.
Oh my God! The bullet ravaged his brain.
Secret Service agents. Well, a Secret Service agent and a Washington police officer were also injured.
Yeah.
So he shot four people.
Yeah, outside a hotel.
Right?
I remember.
Right. March 30th, 1981. I remember people were yelling. Reagan was kind of waving, and then boom, boom, boom.
Almost shot him in the heart. Came really close to his heart. Just
being a presidential assassin.
Yeah. And Brady, I remember, because I turned on the television, and Dan Rather announced that Brady was dead.
Oh, I remember that too, yes.
They had to revise that.
Yeah, he died in 2014, so he did live, but it was not a tough life.
Yeah, it was a very difficult life. So,
yeah, you're right, this man doesn't deserve freedom.
No, you're as sick as he is if you buy his music.
More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Tell you about the number of illegal immigrants in the United States, according to a new study in a moment. The number of illegal immigrants who have arrived just since Biden became president, have taken residence here. It's a stunning number. This story from Florida. Don't all the good stories come from Florida? A 47-year-old man by the name of Sean McGinnis liked to hang out at a lake in Largo, Florida. It's called Taylor Lake. There was a big sign, no swimming. But what he would do, and this is going to sound weird, and I would imagine he's half vagrant, if not completely, he would go into the lake to retrieve frisbees that people were tossing to each other in the park, and sometimes they go in the water and they just, no swimming, don't. That's what he would do. People who frequented the park said that we would see him selling the frisbees back to people.
He would sell them back?
Yes.
He would charge them for rescuing the frisbee.
Or somebody who just wants a frisbee. I got this. You want it? It's a dollar.
You have a mental image of this guy, a little bit dinged?
Well, remember I said no swimming. He's dead. The alligators got him. Yeah. They found him on the side of the lakeshore with injuries that could only have come from alligator chompings.
It's only so many times you can do that.
And then there was a disc floating in the water nearby.
The last unclaimed frisbee?
He didn't get to the disc.
The last.
Sorry, on the sad side, Deborah Mark, they killed two alligators.
Why did they kill the alligator?
Why? I don't get it.
Well, they wanted to see if there was evidence of their involvement with the deceased.
Why?
There was not.
But well, they killed him and they hadn't even eaten him.
Apparently not, but I guess you have to.
Why?
Isn't that what a necropsy is? You rip them open.
Yeah, but I don't understand.
If his parts are in there.
If they found a what's the guy's name?
Sean McGinnis.
All right. If they found a piece of Sean inside the alligator, what difference does it make? You know Sean is dead.
Well, now the alligator can't be trusted. He eats humans.
Well, don't go in the water. He won't eat anyone.
They do the mountain lions that attack people, too. They go find them and kill them.
I think that's stupid. That's a stupid policy. Don't go where the mountain lions are. Don't go in the water near the alligators. Of course they're going to eat you.
Yeah.
And you kill the alligator for doing what's normal?
He took two alligators down with him. And I don't know if they're capturing anymore.
And the wrong ones.
That is
apparently
horrible.
They were innocent, yeah.
Isn't it horrible?
Yes, it is. What is wrong with this world and the people in it?
I'm tired
Play
of
stupid
the people.
Games win stupid prizes.
All right, since Joe Biden took office, the country has added 2 million immigrants to the population. How many of those are of the illegal nature? 1.35 million. This is a new study coming out for the Center for Immigration Studies, taking a look at the census data and trying to crunch the numbers to figure out exactly what's happened during this disastrous first year of Biden and the U.S. border. It's a disastrous first year for many reasons, but
this is
inflation
this
and
is
Ukraine.
A specific category of disaster.
Yes, the border is still a mess. It hardly gets covered anymore by the media because they'd rather train their efforts on, fairly enough, the economy. People do care about inflation and rising gas prices, but this is still going on. And of course, the last time it got mentioned was the possibility of removing that public health order that allowed Border Patrol to turn back many migrants. They're still expecting a big surge. There's a story that a huge number of migrants crossed into the U.S. just over the Memorial Day weekend at the Rio Grande sector in Texas. Now, you may be interested in this part. At the current pace, 14.9% of residents will be immigrants as of sometime next year. That will top a record set around the turn of the 20th century.
That's when
immigrants made up 14.8% of the U.S. population in 1890. 14.7% in 1910. Then things went down. In 1970, it was less than 5%. 1990, 7.9%. But in April, it's now at 14.3%. To Biden, it will pass records.
So we have about double the percentage of immigrants compared to 30 years ago.
We do, in terms of the percentage of the population.
Yeah.
That's legal and illegal.
Because the stuff
and nobody has a problem with legal immigrants, you know. We can decide how many people let into this country in an orderly way. That's fine.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
it depends how many.
The birth rates are so down.
It depends. You know, if people are useful.
Yes, I know.
No, really, I'm serious.
Well, that was Trump's point with merit based.
We should only be importing useful people.
Right.
You know, the two guys who started Google. Okay, that's useful.
There were 47 million foreign-born residents in the U.S. in April. That's up 2 million compared to January of 2021 when Biden took office. That's the fastest rate of growth ever found in these statistics, which go back to 1994. The foreign-born dating goes back to 1994. So these are big numbers. And, of course, mentioned in the story is the great replacement theory.
Well, they do want to do that. They want to change the nature of the country. They do. They want it to have less of a European background influence. I mean, they've said that. That's what they've said.
I think the other aspect of this, which is less talked about, is business wants it too, because, again, you have the cheap labor, but also if you don't have the birth rates, you don't get the economic growth. This is what they talked about happened in Japan, which was, you know,
yeah, no, but
flying left and right in economic growth back in the 70s, and then it just flattened out.
Yeah, but we have enough people.
Not if you want to have growth.
Do we have to have growth?
Sure, growth drives the stock market and all your investments and everything else.
I don't know. No, I'm serious. Everybody like swears by these ideas that have gone on for decades. Nobody stops and says, "Well, like, how many people do you want here?" Whether it's the birth rate or immigration.
People buy things.
Yeah, I don't buy much. Well,
you're not people.
I'm not people. And at some point, every problem that I encounter on a day-to-day basis is from there being too many people around here.
Well, you live in L.A., yeah.
Right. There's too many people. So I hear people are moaning.
The country's got a lot of open territory. There's plenty of places.
Yeah, but nobody goes there.
Well, and plus the progressives don't want you spreading out. They want everybody bunched up in big cities and
big
buildings.
Yeah, I know, but they've been canceled. There's a new era coming. They've been canceled.
I know, you're promising that.
It's about what I want.
Yeah? You better get a mayor like Caruso, and you better get a different councilman than somebody like Bonin. Before I believe you with this new era coming.
New era's coming.
Yeah, you said that last year and the year before.
Look, the train will leave.
Newsom's still president.
And you're going to be standing on the tracks waving.
That's okay. Putin's going to kill us all anyway.
Well, I'm prepared for that.
I know you are. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken.
All right, coming up after 5 o'clock, we'll take a look at the water restriction nonsense. We'll tell you what they do in San Diego. They have enough water, they believe, till 2045. And we'll tell you how they achieve that, although at some expense. And we'll get into this report that's been released. You'll find out the bizarre ways that California, a panel of people, has decided we should pay reparations. All this is coming up in the 5. Would you stop snorting?
No.
You snort like a bull or a cow. If you still get food delivered to your home, I will tell you that in this era of these food delivery, like Uber Eats, I have never done this. Not once. Just letting you know. Years ago, I used to have pizza delivered by the pizza store.
Mm-hmm. Be an employee in a pizzeria, yeah.
A profession of this, right. Or the Chinese restaurant. But in the era of Uber Eats and all the rest of them, I've never done this. But according to a poll of more than 500 delivery drivers, 79% admitted that they do eat part of their customer's order.
That
reach in there and grab a fry.
That is so disgusting. That is so foul. I mean, they polled 500 drivers.
Why do they do this? Why can't they just eat their own food?
Have you seen
they don't make a lot, Deborah, and they're hungry.
Need to eat my French fry.
And if you give a cheap tip.
You know what? They're pigs.
It's part of their tip.
That's what it is. They're pigs. I see these guys because I go and pick up my own food. 95% of the time. And so I'm going to pick up my food and I'm standing next to these slobs who do the deliveries. And they are slobs, okay? I they're always standing there and they're scratching themselves. They got their hands down their pants and they don't wash their hair and they got strange things on their face. You know, I cannot believe. Because think about it. Who does this?
I did it for 2 weeks and I never once touched someone's food.
You're one of the guys I'm
talking
about.
There's your answer. Who does this?
But 2 weeks. Why'd you quit?
It was before I was working for you guys when I was in the promotions department and I needed some extra cash, but I was like, I'm not doing this anymore.
You could tell the guys who are like 35, 40 years old.
Oh, no, I see them too because I'm like you, John. I want to go get my food myself. I don't trust these drivers either. I see the drivers that go and pick them up and I'm just like, oh God.
Oh, it's just awful because then they go back, to their tent and their crack pipe.
When I got COVID, I had to do an Uber Eats and I was like, oh man, I really don't want to do this because I don't want them to touch my food. And I like made sure like I got a restaurant that like wasn't going to have like fries or something that they could just like reach in and grab real quick. I like made sure it was coming like fully containered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some restaurants put that little seal over it.
Well,
so that the driver would have to break the seal.
These guys. Like
little... Oh, that's the best. That's what they should do.
But
from now on.
Look at this, though. 17% say they open and reseal the packages.
Oh, come on.
Well, because they're little red stickers, so you could just swipe a couple of stickers.
If you do it carefully, yeah, you can open it without.
Some probably buy it. Stickers themselves. They're probably generic.
Yeah, they are. They're little red. A lot of places have these little red circles that they just fold over the top.
Forget it. I'm never ordering food to be delivered ever.
Oh, it gets worse. One in four drivers admit that they had sex in the vehicle, so somebody might have left something on the
disgusting Ken.
The seat covers, and which when the food's put there,
that's right.
Who knows?
I didn't order this sauce.
Extra topping for your pizza. One in ten said that they have had to go, so they've urinated near a customer's home.
Right.
That's another nice
one. And they didn't
otherwise, they urinate in a bottle.
Well, they didn't wash their hands.
Well, yeah, I can believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they're all bitter. The three quarters, say the biggest reason they don't like their customers is they give bad tips. You see, that's the problem. You get these surly, bitter, broke people, and if you don't give them an extra $2 or $3, you know, they're gonna pee on your French fries.
I don't get tips for doing the news, you know.
Make absolutely no money doing this. I was spending so much money on gas when I did it for those 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I filled up every three days.
Do you get all the tip money? It's all yours?
I mean, essentially, but it's like it's not worth it. You're spending so much on gas.
There's a reason these jobs never existed before, because you know, pre this technology and pre COVID, restaurants didn't have delivery guys. Generally, pizzerias did, but nobody else. And why? Because
there was usually just pizzerias and some Chinese restaurants.
Yeah, there's no money in it, and who are you going to hire? Is a bunch of slobs with nothing to do.
Well, usually what they did at the pizzerias or the Chinese restaurants, just one worker would work in the kitchen, but then run out and deliver some orders. They
kind
of do both things.
Right, right.
They might be a dishwasher, and then when there's time.
But they were a representative of the company.
Yeah.
All right? They worked for the pizza shop. And so you could go to the pizza shop and say, hey, there's something wrong here. But this is like, who do you go to? You can't call up DoorDash or Postmates or whatever the hell these places are. Who are you going to complain to? And how are you going to prove it if the guy stole your French fries?
3 in 10 complain that customers did what they call tip baiting. When you use a service like Instacart, you place the order online and you type in how much you intend to tip. People would put a big number in there to get the driver excited
and then
zero out the tip after the delivery.
You know, when I'm waiting
That's a little mean.
When I'm waiting for food.
That is mean. Well, it is mean, but you know what? I'm sorry. I don't understand. People just feel entitled to get tips. And if you do a good job, then fine. But not everybody deserves these big tips.
What's a good job? You drive up to the address, you ring the doorbell.
I'm not even just talking about in this case, but the whole tip thing, I have issues with it.
But that's where they make all their money.
I don't care.
I'm sure the delivery service doesn't pay them much.
Well, then they need to pay them more and add a dollar to my French fries.
I didn't screw up their lives, all right? Why do I have to pay them an extra $3 because they delivered me a cheeseburger?
All these services have crazy fees anyway. They're adding gas surcharges for the drivers.
Yes. The other day, delivery fee, and then it added a service fee. And I'm looking at this. What's the difference between the service fee and delivery fee? You know what? I X'd it out. I said, I'm not buying. I'm not doing this delivery
service. I think
service.
With that, one goes to the company and one goes to the restaurant.
Yeah, well... And then the driver wants a tip. So I got a service fee, a delivery fee, and I got a tip, plus the tax. I have ordered like a sandwich or something for $12. The final price has been $24. And I just won't pay it. I just X it out and say, something else.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. Do you want a tip at the end of this?
Yes, I would like a tip. I think I deserve a tip, don't you?
If you don't cut Angel off.
I know.
I have a tip.
I'll try not to cut Angel. No, I don't like that.
Get some protein. That's my tip.
Angel, we're not talking to you.
KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.